At Ashley, you'll find colorful furniture that brings your home to life. Ashley makes it easier than ever to express your personal style with an array of looks in fun trending hues to choose from earth tones to vibrant colors to calming blues and greens. Ashley has pieces for every room in the house in the season's most sought-after shades. A more colorful life starts at Ashley. Shop in-store, online today. Ashley, for the love of home.
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down, but when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/pod.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MyLifeSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Tuesday, vehicles, contracting, rental yard auction, featuring cargo vans, trucks, contracting equipment, go-karts, a military truck, tractors, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for The Lead.
The Lead is brought to you by Beyond Stem Cells. Grow young with us by going to beyondstemcellsdenver.com or call 1-833-720-STEM.
ESPN's Bobby Marks wrote an article titled Ranking NFL Teams, wide Receivers, Tight Ends, Running Backs, basically the skill position players. He ranked the Broncos 30th out of 32 teams, specifically talking about Jerry Jeudy, who never broke out. No. Tim Patrick hasn't played in a couple of years. Javonte Williams, not a very good year coming off that, what to me I thought was a potentially career-ending injury. Marvin Mims did not beat out Jerry Jeudy. Cortland Sutton, he was the bright spot. Greg Dulcich played in three games. You have the addition of Josh Reynolds, okay? And then you have Jaleel McLaughlin, who looks promising if he gets better in pass protection. Mm-hmm. With that, overall, what do their skill position players look like to you? Are they marginal, below marginal? Where are they at for you?
Tight end room is marginal. Receiving room is intriguing, but other than 10 touchdowns in a season from Cortland Sutton a year ago, don't have much really to show. Things.
Running back room.
I think that if you're charitable, you give Javonte Williams at least a pass and appreciation for showing up last year, but he didn't produce. So can he be more of the kind of back that he was as a rookie when I do think that he was productive?
To say, and this is, and listen, there are a lot of good guys in that locker room, and I'm not trying to be overly critical, but I think you're being very generous as we sit here today in July. Mm-hmm. You are being very generous and very kind calling that tight end room marginal when it comes to pass catchers. Adam Trautman will be the first to tell you that's not his forte. He's an all-around guy,
right. But
he would never say to you, yeah, he knows who he is in the world of football. And that's what I love about him.
Yeah.
He's very realistic. Greg Dulcich, we have no idea.
Greg Dulcich is an absolute non-factor right now.
And then you have number 85 on your roster, Lucas Kroll. We have no idea what he is. For what I just laid out, does that sound marginal or not good?
Okay. Well, I mean, if you need to take another step back from marginal, fine. Right. Okay.
Okay.
Right.
I mean, there's hope for Marvin Mims.
Yes. Well, a great deal. You got rid of Jerry Jeudy.
By the way, Courtland Sutton still wants a new contract.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at these skill positions, can you make the case they almost have to bring him back to have any semblance of a decent grouping of skill position players? You better bring him back.
Yeah.
He was the only bright spot
last year. Yeah. Right. Yeah, I would think that you would need Courtland Sutton moving forward.
Not a knock on Jaleel. He only got on the field to run the ball, which is good. He's a running back, but mm-hmm. you had to limit him because of some of his deficiencies.
Yes, absolutely. And we still don't know about his ability for pass pro, which was his biggest deficiency last year. And we will see. He's got about 8 more pounds on him now. Is he going to be a more trustworthy person in pass protection so that you can be on the field in more situations and be utilized with your burst? Because he's the one running back that has a burst.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really have guys that have got that quick burst.
Right.
He's an explosive kind of guy. But you got to be able to do all things. Got to be able to protect your quarterback. So they've got some very interesting questions and some very interesting challenges moving forward. But guess what? I've been here, this will be my, what, 9th year, 10th year with the Broncos. Offensive questions have been the same in virtually every single year. When was the last time they had a great offense? Peyton Manning.
Well, Peyton Manning was the reason why, because he made the players around him better.
Well, but the answer to the question is still the same. The last time they had a great offense was Peyton Manning.
What is the difference between Jaleel McLaughlin and Philip Lindsay? Same height, same weight, same burst.
Jaleel McLaughlin catches the ball out of the backfield.
You know what the funny thing is? I believe that Philip Lindsay was a far underrated pass catcher. They just didn't want to throw it to him.
Hmm. Why?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Because that seems silly to me. If you've got someone that actually can be a decent pass catcher, and he's got some dynamic elements in his running game,
mm-hmm.
I don't know why you wouldn't use him.
I don't know why they didn't either, but honestly, what was really the difference? What's really the difference between those two guys? Measurables are exactly the same. Aren't they?
Well, the difference is that Sean Payton's using one of them now.
No, I understand that.
So that would be the main difference.
Who they are as players, they comp exactly the same. Terrific burst, undersized, can find holes, all of those things.
Toughness.
Yep.
Ball control.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, no, you're right.
They're the same guy. And Philip Lindsay was pretty good for a guy being undrafted, but then again.
Yeah, Philip Lindsay was pretty good.
So was Jaleel McLaughlin. Sure. He was undrafted as well. And oh, by the way, just looking at numbers, if you want to, Jaleel McLaughlin had 31 catches last year, targeted 36 times, averaged 5.2 yards a catch.
Mm-hmm.
Philip Lindsay, he was used as a pass catcher in his rookie season, 35 catches, 241 yards, 7 yards a catch. Sounds like a guy who can catch the ball, doesn't it?
Well, they didn't use him that way the next year.
Well, they used him less, and then his career fell off a table like a bowling ball.
Right.
Do you see Jaleel McLaughlin as a 1,000-yard back?
No, but I think he...
Well, that's a problem.
But his role is ascending.
That's fine. But eventually, will he be 1,000-yard back?
I don't think you need to be 1,000-yard back in the way that the running backs are used in the NFL anymore.
Well, Phillip Lindsay was.
Yes,
I know. 2 years in a row.
Right.
Averaging 5.4 yards a carry and 4.5 yards
and
a carry.
And he didn't stick.
No, because he was undersized and he had a difficult time in pass protection. And that is the biggest knock on Jaleel
without
McLaughlin.
Question. And we don't know where that is
yet. And that's why I'm saying they are the same guy.
Except.
And that's a compliment to Jaleel McLaughlin.
Except they're the same guy, except I'm going to bet on Jaleel McLaughlin to have. Well, I don't know. Sean Payton is very. Jaleel McLaughlin is a Sean Payton guy.
I think Phillip Lindsay would have been a Sean Payton guy.
He may
guy.
Have been, but he didn't play for Sean Payton.
No, he didn't.
So,
but Phillip Lindsay played with a chip on his shoulder, just
no
like Jaleel McLaughlin did.
No question.
Okay, ran hard.
Tough as nails.
Right.
All of the things that you like in a running back.
So why do you believe McLaughlin is going to succeed where...
Because I think Sean Payton has a plan for him. And I think that that's the difference. I think that you have an offensive vision with a player. He is the change of pace right now,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
He is literally the change of pace in that room.
And by the way, you and I both covered Phillip Lindsay.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
His burst was something.
Without question.
And is Jaleel McLaughlin a between the tackles guy or an outside the tackles guy?
I think he's capable both places.
Well, Phillip Lindsay was a between the tackles yeah. guy. Fearless.
Yes.
Going between question. The tackles.
I think they know that they've got a guy that is very potentially versatile. A lot is going to depend on whether or not he can pass pro.
Coming up after the break, what is the latest on Jamal Murray? Our friend Troy Rank, our Mile High Sports Insider, was just in Vegas.
Yep.
He talked to Jamal Murray and he had a conversation with Shadur and Shiloh. What are his thoughts about what those two guys had to say? That's next.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us. MileHighSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed. At Bruce Hurdle. At Eric Goodman. Tuesday. Vehicles, contracting, rental yard equipment auction. Featuring cargo vans, trucks, contract equipment, go-karts, tractors, a military truck, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications. But upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. In the meantime, Castle Rock Hormone Health is celebrating its three-year anniversary. New patients getting a great deal this month. You get a free consult, free labs, and labs are not cheap, but they'll be free there. And when you go to Castle Rock Men's Health, you know, you're going to get a really good price anyway. And if you need therapy, the first month is just $99. That's a huge discount. I go to Castle Rock Hormone Health. I've gone there for a long time, and I feel great because it's more than just, here's some testosterone, and we're gonna pressure you to get testosterone today. Get it today. Make sure you get your testosterone today because it's free. I can't stand that high-pressure sales pitch. With that, Castle Rock Hormone Health, you want testosterone? Great. You want estrogen blockers? Great. B12 shot? Great. But they optimize everything. And Dr. Lee is the guy in charge. He is my guy. He really is my, it's not that he's my second doctor. He is my doctor. I have an internist and I have Dr. Lee. They're amazing at what they do. Castle Rock Hormone Health. They now have 7 locations. Check them out in Castle Rock, one of their other locations. We're going to see our hormonehealth.com. Time now for the buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Castle Rock Men's Health in Castle Rock and Aurora. See why Eric only trusts his health with Dr. Lee at Castle Rock Men's Health.
Let's go out to the hotline. We're going to bring in our friend Troy Rank, columnist for the Denver Post and our Mile High Sports Insider. He just got back from Vegas. How you doing?
Doing fantastic, Eric. Thanks for having me on.
Well, you are welcome for the kind words of...
Well, considering how he raises the level... Just by being on the show, we should be thanking him. Let's be candid.
Thank you, Troy.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thanks for raising the quality of the show. And actually, you're not really wrong.
I didn't say it to be wrong.
I know. So you just got back from Vegas. You had a conversation with Jamal Murray as he was getting ready to play for Team Canada. We know what his words were about the new contract, but what was his body language like? What was his tone like about getting this done, wanting to get this done, and do you think his ass is a little chapped?
Yeah, he was definitely salty. I knew he would be. In full transparency, I hoped to interview him and shoot around on, what day was that, Wednesday, and he was talking at shoot around at the exact same time as Coach Prime at the Big 12 Media Days. So I went over to the post game to get Jamal, and when he walked by to the mixed interview area, he was like, wait, I have to do this again? And their PR staff, to their credit, was like, yeah. And he kind of shook his head. So he was already reluctant to do it. And then, you know, there were some easy questions about the game, about playing for Canada. And then I said, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about your potential max contract extension. And then that's when he's like, what are we talking about? And, you know, that's fine. He has taken a hands-off approach about this stuff through the years. But let's be honest. This thing is something until it's not. The Nuggets could have given him the max contract by now. Yeah. It was reported almost 3 weeks ago that he was going to get it. It was reported by The Athletic. The expectation was going to be done like quickly, and it hasn't. So why is that? And I wrote in today's Denver Post that I believe the Nuggets are pressing pause because of the fact they already have one undeserving max contract on their team in Michael Porter Jr. Jamal Murray's coming off the worst postseason of his career when they got bounced in the second round. And he had some moments, certainly in the playoffs, including the shot against the Lakers, but he didn't play particularly well. And then the GM, Calvin Booth, kind of questioned his conditioning and how he's going to change to get through a season. And so I think, ultimately, the way the CBA is set up, they're obliged to give him a max deal. But they want to make a point here that, hey, We need more from you. We can't. We have no margin for error. We can't have 20-point per game Jamal Murray. We need an all-star season from you from the beginning through mid-June. And also, it mitigates some risk, guys, like him playing. And I tried to get to this question with Jamal, and he just, you know, he wasn't didn't have the appetite for it. That's fine. I don't take any of this personally, by the way. But he's taking on a risk by playing. He has a contract. He has a year left. It's not like he's playing without a contract. But the team's mitigating risk here, too. So they could say, like, hey, he hasn't been, you know, a staple of health the last couple of years. We're just going to wait till after the Olympics. And that's what my, you know, our terrific beat writer at the Post reported, Bennett Durando, that they're likely to get it done after the Olympics. But it also buys them time to, A, mitigate risk, meaning the Nuggets. And secondly, maybe the optics become better. He plays great for Canada. They win a bronze medal. And then you give it to him. Because to rush into it and give it to him after his worst playoff berth, clearly for me, this is my interpretation, they were sending a message that we need more from you, Jamal. The Jamal we just saw this last season, that's not good enough for us going forward if we're going to win a championship.
Having said that, Troy, do you think this would have been done if he wasn't playing for Canada in the Olympics?
Could be. It could be. I do think the mitigating risk is part of it, Bruce, that if, let's say, they get bounced out, but then the conversation a week after the season is, we sat down with Jamal, we're all on the same page, he's laid out his off season. We got a new plan. Here's how he's going to be a better version of himself. And then I think the optics of that make it easier to say, we're all together on this. We're giving him the extension. Here we go. We're going back for another title. But the fact that he chose to play for Canada, I think it's great he's playing for Canada. Again, it's just as
yeah, me too.
A writer.
No question.
And he hasn't played for them since 2015. So, I mean, when I asked him about that, and I was like, you know, why was it important for you to play now? He just looked at me like, he was like, duh. He's like, it's the Olympics. I was like, yeah, but a lot, I said, but a lot of guys don't play in the Olympics. They don't for a number of reasons, health, fatigue, your contract. But I think if there's no Olympics, it does get done, or it's already done.
Yeah.
I do think the Olympics plays into it, which ultimately, in a weird way, this could work out for both sides. He could kind of do a prove it. See, this is who I am. See how great I'm playing in the Olympics. This is part of my new off season, and I'm going to have my best season. And they could see that and go, okay, let's give him the – I think any way they're going to give him the money, but let's not be naive that this pause does mean something. You can't say it doesn't mean anything. It does mean something.
We're talking with Troy Rank, terrific columnist for the Denver Post. He is also our Mile High Sports insider. You wrote a really nice column about Shedeur and Shiloh. But I want to laser focus on one thing that, let's face it, Shedeur is getting a lot of criticism for when he said, we know we are everybody's Super Bowl. I know you are not in Shedeur's head, but I'm going to cut him a little slack in terms of what he meant by that. And I know you don't have the answer for it, but I'm guessing you have an opinion. Do you think he was talking more about other teams, like a North Dakota State, like a Colorado State, that wouldn't necessarily get a game on national television? That's why it's their Super Bowl? Or do you think Shedeur believes that playing the Buffs for anybody is like somebody else's Super Bowl?
I mean, for teams that aren't the marquee teams, I believe he's inferring that it's their Super Bowl in terms of the amount of attention they're going to get, the coverage they're going to get, the eyeballs on the game. Because CU's games last year were among the highest rated in college football in years, and certainly last season. I mean, the CSU numbers at the end of that game, the number of eyeballs on that screen was insane. So I took it that way because I can't believe that he's implying things teams believe beating CU is somehow their Super Bowl. They won four games last year. I mean, let's be real here. They won four games. So beating them is nobody's Super Bowl in regards to that.
It's a homecoming opponent. They're a homecoming opponent is what they are.
Right. Well, they were better than that last year.
Yeah, they were.
The previous year, to me, they were the worst team in college football, yeah. Or at least certainly in the conversation. They were much improved. But I took it as it's their Super Bowl because it's the amount of eyeballs on it. The Super Bowl is the most watched game every year, and that's how I inferred it. I don't think he – I mean, these are confident guys, bordering on cocky, and that's part of it. But I didn't think he was like, it's going to be their Super Bowl to beat us. That's what you say about Alabama, Ohio State, you know, Clemson. I mean, those schools. You don't say that about CU. Beating CU doesn't change how people look at your season. But it does change how many people watch that game typically. So that's how I took it. And listen, being around Shiloh and Shadur. It was part comedic. It was funny. And Shiloh's really funny, and he's more open because he's not a quarterback, so he can kind of say what he wants, where Shadur's a little more guarded in what he was saying. I do believe they're going to be better. Their confidence in the offensive line gives me some confidence, Eric, but it's just a lot of talk. And the Big 12 is embracing CU being there. They love the attention and exposure and views and entertainment aspect that CU is bringing to the conference in their return. But locally, I was telling people when I was there, it's like, locally, we've played that story out. Now it's, are they going to win? Like, and I'm not saying huge. I'm just saying, are you going to win 7 games? Are you going to win 8 games? That's the next layer to this. Is the talk's been fascinating. The attention's been amazing. I root for the story, and what was a better story than Deion Sanders the first 3 weeks of college football last year? Now, after losing 8 of your last 9, are you going to win? Because it's not a story anymore if they go 4-8 again. It's just not a story.
A lot of moving parts, though, for me, Troy.
But I don't mean to cut you off. What is the story if they win 4 games again?
Well, it'd be Deion's future. If he goes right to, was it a 2-and-done? Is he going to follow? I know he says he doesn't follow his kids in the NFL, but does he have the appetite for a longer rebuild? Because at that point, let's just, hypothetically, and I don't think they'll win 4 games. I do believe they'll win minimum 6. That's me. But if they win 4, Eric, and you lose Travis Hunter, you lose Shadur Sanders, you lose Shiloh Sanders, you don't have a quarterback on your roster right now. Like, what would be Deion's pitch going in? Like, yeah, we get the portal and you're going to be a little better recruiting, but if you don't get some dudes, how would we think then year 3 would be better? Like, this is kind of the huge year that turns it, because if they go 8 wins, now you bring in this next recruiting class and it's got legs, and okay, Deion could stay for 5 years. I mean, I don't know if that happens. I have my doubts. But if they go 4 and if they win 4 games again, Eric, the story's going to go, was that the last year of Coach Prime at CU?
The question for me about leadership and coaching, Deion, of course, went right to the bullet points with 159 years of combined service in the NFL amongst his coaching staff. As if that somehow waves a magic wand and means that this is the type of team that is getting the type of leadership and direction that they need. There are so many moving parts, Troy, to this thing that I know what I can hang my hat on. I know who Shadur Sanders is going to be. I know who Hunter is going to be. I'm pretty sure I know who Shiloh is going to be. We get all of that. Other than that, what else do you hang your helmet on if you're Colorado going into year 2 with all of the movement, not only in the roster, but the coaching staff? I mean, we're being told the roster's better. Okay, but I don't know how much of it I can really hang my helmet on at this point.
Listen, their identity is going to be Shadur Sanders, and they're going to throw the ball a lot. But Bruce, for them to have a chance to take the next step, they got to run the football some.
Mm-hmm.
If that's 40%, if it's 45, whatever that number is, for them to offensively be one of those teams that can throw out 30, 35 points a game, they have to have better balance to protect the offensive line. And I know the offensive line's improved just based on the guys they brought in. But that's, those are 5 guys doing a dance. They have to work. Chemistry matters in the offensive line. It doesn't when you bring in an edge rusher or a cornerback. Those guys work in a vacuum. Offensive linemen, it takes time. And if you only give them a first half of the first game to run the football and go, you know what, we're not running the football anymore. Because I think their leading rusher last year, what Edwards had, was like 325 yards. That won't work. And Shadur's not going to be able to stay upright. So what do you need to be able to hang your hat on? It's not just that we pass well and our skill possession players and offense are better than you, but we have balance offensively.
Yeah.
And defensively, they've got to be able to think, slow the run. They're not going to stop the run. They're not much better up front. For me, they're a little better. But can we stop a crossing route? Is it that hard? I have never seen a team get beat more by the same pattern than I saw CU, starting with Horton in the CSU game and then against Stanford, where the freshman had 298 yards receiving in a half. The guy, only people that know him are like his relatives, and he has like the greatest half in the history of college football as a receiver, certainly as a freshman. Like, what are we doing? we can't stop that one run. I was talking to a couple of different players that played against them, and it was just like, yeah, we just run it every time because we knew they can't stop it. I'm like, yeah, I know. I was watching. Hey, it's very obvious.
Troy, thanks for your time, pal. Have a great weekend.
You got it. See ya.
See you, pal.
Colorado State is about to make some national news after something that Jay Norvell just said at Mountain West Media Day. And this is significant because when I hear about numbers and things like that, that players are getting through the transfer portal, Jay Norvell just put a specific number on one of his players to go into the transfer portal. That's next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
At Ashley, you'll find colorful furniture that brings your home to life. Ashley makes it easier than ever to express your personal style with an array of looks in fun trending hues to choose from earth tones to vibrant colors to calming blues and greens. Ashley has pieces for every room in the house in the season's most sought-after shades. A more colorful life starts at Ashley. Shop in-store, online today. Ashley, for the love of home.
Oh, Father, tell me, do we get what we deserve?
Oh. Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MyLifeSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Tuesday, vehicles, contracting, rental yard auction, featuring cargo vans, trucks, contracting equipment, go-karts, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending is brought to you by Nola Jane Restaurant and Bar. Let Nola Jane spice up your next trip to Lodo with the best Cajun cuisine in Denver.
Colorado State is about to make big national news if they haven't already. About an hour ago, Jay Norvell met the media for Mountain West Media Day, and he was talking about his quarterback, Braden Flower Nicolosi, and this is quite an accusation.
You know, smoking gun. You know, he said, guy from Kent State, call him, offer him $600,000 because they lost their quarterback. And if he got in the portal. And I'm not accusing Kansas State of anything. I'm just telling you what the kid told me. And so if they don't want their name thrown in it, I think they should probably get a handle on their people. But there's a lot of that going on in college football, and that's just the way things are right now.
Yeah, and Jay Norvell has been an aggressively outspoken critic, concerned about the system that is now in use in college football with not only the NIL, but as you point out, NIL.
Two totally different things. The NIL was set up with great intentions.
Yep.
Let kids endorse things, make money off of it. The NIL collective is now the Wild West for boosters. And this, if true, and I have no reason not to believe Jay Norvell, then again, he's taking the word of basically a teenage kid. I don't know why this kid would lie.
There would be no reason to.
And Jay puts it out there. This is the problem with the NIL collective.
Yes, it is.
It's boosters being more empowered.
Yes, without question. And that's the next layer of college football that will have to be reformed in some shape or fashion, period. I mean, you cannot continue. And there is legislation moving forward, and they are now 2-3 years late trying to get some sanity in all of this thing. But, you know, in the meantime, these are the things that happen, and it's unfortunate.
I just can't believe this kid turned it down. I'm sure he has a lot of loyalty to Colorado State and Jay Norvell.
Right.
For a college kid, if you're being offered $600,000 to go to a Power Five, forget if it's a Power Five school, it could be the Sisters of the Poor. Over $500,000 is over $500,000. That's a lot of money to turn down.
Yep. I would be interested to know the timeline on that, because Adrian Martinez was the starting quarterback 4 years ago at K-State, the transfer from Nebraska. Then you had Will Howard for 3 years, who is now going to be the quarterback at Ohio State. And you have Avery Johnson, who was one of the most highly regarded quarterbacks in the country last year, that went to K-State in his first season. So, but you can never have enough good quarterbacks. Just kind of the way it goes.
One gets injured?
Exactly.
Well, who would you rather have? Would you rather have the kid that's going to Ohio State or Avery?
Avery.
Me too.
That's the guy that they have, that they've hooked to.
And maybe that's why this kid transferred.
And he's from the state of Kansas. He's from Mays, Kansas. So,
Chad Mays, Kansas?
Not Chad Mays, Kansas. Mays as in corn.
There's only a few of us that get that reference.
Yeah. You got to go back to the early 90s for that one, but that's a good one.
And you and I were both there.
I was there for his bowl game against Boston College in Hawaii.
What year was that?
94, maybe? 94?
No. Well, then 93 was the Copper Bowl.
93?
Because I was there and you were there. We didn't know each other.
Yeah.
That's when they played Wyoming and Ryan Yarborough.
Yeah.
And Chad May went off in that game with... If this name sounds familiar, Kevin Lockett, the father of
Tyler Lockett. Yep.
That was the 94 Aloha Bowl.
Yep, 94 Aloha Bowl. Boston College won that game, as I remember.
Okay.
12-7.
I'm going to grill. I'm going to see if you were. So wait, the Copper Bowl was 93, right?
Yeah.
Okay. If I think I have my year correct. Who played in the 93 Aloha Bowl?
I don't know.
I remember. You should remember, too.
Was it Kansas?
It was Kansas.
Kansas.
With Monty Cousins.
Yeah.
But more importantly, how do you like this defensive line? Gilbert Brown and Dana Stubblefield.
Yeah.
That was their defensive line.
Yeah. Kansas was good that year.
Yep.
Who did they play in that game?
Chip Hillary
was the quarterback.
He was.
Yeah.
What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
We'll chat about Justin Simmons and why he is still on the market, and also touch on the passing of longtime football coach Monty Kiffin. That's up next on Morning Drive on Mile High Sports.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
At Ashley, you'll find colorful furniture that brings your home to life. Ashley makes it easier than ever to express your personal style with an array of looks in fun trending hues to choose from earth tones to vibrant colors to calming blues and greens. Ashley has pieces for every room in the house in the season's most sought-after shades. A more colorful life starts at Ashley. Shop in-store, online today. Ashley, for the love of home.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman, Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle at Eric Goodman on Tuesday. There's a vehicles, contracting, and rental yard auction featuring cargo vans, trucks, contracting equipment, go-karts, a military truck, tractors, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com. /MHS. In the meantime, if you're looking to have a great time this weekend, head on down to Lodo, get some authentic Cajun cuisine, and then when you get there, walk upstairs to their outdoor rooftop deck, have a cocktail, overlook Market Street, and that sounds like a nice afternoon or a nice night to me. With that, I want to bring in the owner, executive chef, my good friend Mike Goldman. He runs a Nola Jane restaurant bar. Goldie, how are you?
What's happening, brother? How are you?
Okay, I got to be completely honest. You know how much I love your award-winning sausage gumbo and dirty rice. I talk about it all the time.
You have it every time you go.
I wouldn't have it this weekend, though. It's too hot.
Oh,
It's a little hot.
And for as good as it is, most people, when it's this hot outside, they don't want something that filling, right? When it's 100 degrees outside. But with that, you have other things on your menu. Give me a couple of apps. Give me a couple of entrees, maybe a dessert that's going to fit in well with it being blazing hot this weekend.
Well, you're right. I mean, it is really hot out there. And that screams to me, have a hurricane, you know?
Well done.
That's going to happen.
Yes. Right.
But as far as apps, things to eat, you know, we've got some killer salads. We've got some fun stuff like that, you know, will keep you cool. It doesn't necessarily have to be gumbo. This is maybe a soft shell crab po' boy kind of a bit of weather, you know?
Yep. What about
keep it simple, have something fun.
Catfish plate sounds good, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Always.
Favorite. The fish is light. It is flaky. It is served over black and rice if you want it that way. That's a nice, light dish. Now, you mentioned the hurricane. Everybody loves the hurricane down on Bourbon Street. I get it. But as I've said to you and I've said to Bruce, if you're that drunk and you have that much sugar, it's going to be hard to pass out. So with that,
agreed.
Your hurricane is made completely differently, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, listen, the volume that Bourbon Street gets down in New Orleans, it's all sugar-based. You know, they're making hundreds and hundreds and hundreds at a time. We use an all-fruit juice, fresh juice. We do it the right way. You know, it's a real hurricane cocktail made to order. It's not some batched bulk thing.
Now, when I think of summer and I think of desserts, I want something light as well, something summery.
Yeah.
I love your chocolate chip bread pudding. However, I don't want to eat something as filling as it with the Hawaiian roll and the brioche and all that. I want something lighter. You have a homemade.
There we go.
Yeah. You smell what I'm stepping in. How do you make this thing and make it so good?
Oh, man. Well, we use a fresh graham cracker crust. That's the way you have to do it for key lime pie, as far as I'm concerned. From there, we take fresh key lime juice that we bring in. We bring in key limes, we squeeze, we go from there. Build it that way, you know, a little sweetened condensed milk, the traditional way. And it's easy. It's a great dessert. I love key lime pie.
What I'm about to say is going to sound ridiculous. I'm guessing it pairs well with a hurricane, but what doesn't pair well with a hurricane?
Just the hangover that follows.
And you'll be able to pass out because you won't have all that sugar inside of you.
How do people
find you and get out there and get up on that rooftop and have a hurricane and have great food this weekend? Where do they find you?
Well, we're 1435 Market Street, Lodo, just like you said. We are NolaJaneDenver.com.
My man, Goldie, have a great weekend.
You too, brother. Good to hear from you.
See you, pal. Time now for the final word.
The final word. Is presented by the McKenzie Law Firm. Don't wait before it's too late. Protect your family by setting up a will, living will, or estate plan with Dan McKenzie at themckenziefirm.com.
Just in case you missed it, is presented by Masterpiece Roofing. When a hailstorm hits, Masterpiece will fight your insurance company and make your roof look like a masterpiece. Go to masterpieceroofing.com.
All righty, guys. Just in case you missed it, Yesterday, the Titans agreed to a deal with safety Jamal Adams, a three-time All-Pro who spent the last four seasons with the Seahawks. And Justin Simmons remains a free agent, perhaps the best free agent still available. Any comments on Adams signing a one-year prove-it deal or Justin Simmons still on the market?
It's a deep position in the NFL. There are a lot of guys available. When you've got guys like Adams and Simmons available in the second week of July and we're about ready to start training camp, it just goes to show you what a glut of safeties there are out there in the NFL. Justin Simmons will find his place. He's too good of a football player. He will help a defense be better this year. We just don't know where yet.
He is going to be an absolute steal for someone.
Yes, he is.
Because no one's really going to pay him. And they don't have to.
No, absolutely not.
All right, just in case you missed it, Monty Kiffin, a defensive wizard who spent more than 50 years coaching in the NFL and collegiate ranks, died yesterday at the age of 84. Kiffin's son Lane is the head coach at Ole Miss, and Monty had been a defensive analyst for his son's team since 2020. He spent 13 seasons as the Buccaneers defensive coordinator, where him and Tony Dungy built the Tampa 2 scheme that helped the Bucs win the Super Bowl in 2002, and then was copied by teams around the league. Any thoughts here on the passing of Monty Kiffin?
Well, you're talking about really one of the great coaches and characters in National Football League history, and it's rare that you get that kind of combination. All you need to know is John Lynch, Warren Sapp, Derek Brooks, Rondé Barber. They're all in the Hall of Fame, and they all come out of that Tampa 2 program. It was a magical time for Tampa and the Buccaneers. And Monty Kiffin has his legacy complete. He's one of the great defensive coaches in the history of the NFL.
Generally speaking, you know a head coach's name, right? Very rarely do you know who the great defensive coordinators are.
Yeah, you're right.
Or offensive coordinators. Wade Phillips, I know, has been a head coach. Mm-hmm. He's better known as a defensive coordinator. I don't know. Did Monty Kiffin ever, was he ever a head coach in the NFL?
I don't. Think unless it was on an interim basis, I don't believe so. No, I don't believe so.
So, some guys are just known for being
right
geniuses on the defensive side of the ball.
Sure.
Vic Fangio is certainly one of those guys.
No question, right?
And I can't remember the guy's name. Who was the great defensive coordinator for the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Oh, Dick LeBeau.
Yeah. Dick LeBeau.
Yeah, right.
So you don't have to be a great head coach to be considered great. Those are just a few examples.
Well done.
All right, just in case you missed it, at the ESPYs last night.
Ooh, something I didn't watch.
Patrick Mahomes won Best Male Athlete.
No.
Aja Wilson of the Las Vegas Aces won Best Female Athlete. Caitlin Clark breaking the NCAA D1 scoring record, earned the best record-breaking performance. And then Steve Gleason gave an inspirational speech after accepting the Arthur Ashe Award for Courage. Did you catch any of the 2024 ESPYs last night?
I went first and said no, not even knowing you were going to ask that question, but no, I did not.
The only thing I caught was Prince Harry getting his service award, and I thought his speech was poignant, really poignant, but the Pat Tillman Award for service. So, yeah, I thought that was the only part of it that I saw. Other than that, totally forgot that it was going on.
That was Masterpiece Roofing. Just in case you missed it, if you have been dealing with a hailstorm, haven't done anything yet, highly recommend you talk to Masterpiece Roofing. They have an entire team that works with you and make sure the insurance company pays. That's a big deal because they want to get out of it. The insurance companies, they want their money. They just don't want to have to pay out. But you know what? Masterpiece Roofing is going to make them pay because that's what they do, along with other great things like give you a 5-year material and labor warranty. And they do that because they hire great roofers. They use great materials. So they stand behind it. They are an amazing company. We've worked with them in the past. We've worked with them on painting as well. They painted my wife's home, did such a great job. We got tens of thousands of dollars over list because the house looks so great. Masterpiece Roofing, again, they do painting, they do gutters, they do other things. Go check them out online, masterpiece roofing.com. Brett, Alex, great job all week. Same with you, Bruce. By the way, I am so sorry you have to work all weekend, but check out Bruce on Fox 31. He'll be the guy looking unhappy on television. Make it the best possible weekend
you can.
I'll
try not to.
You better start from the start. You want to be in the show.
At Ashley, you'll find colorful furniture that brings your home to life. Ashley makes it easier than ever to express your personal style with an array of looks in fun trending hues to choose from earth tones to vibrant colors to calming blues and greens. Ashley has pieces for every room in the house in the season's most sought-after shades. A more colorful life starts at Ashley. Shop in-store or online today. Ashley, for the love of home.